not the habits of the time.
Mosquito hole.
Okay. And what about an insect that builds a nest out of mud? This kind of
an insect?
Uh-huh. It's kind of like a wasp.
I don't know.
Did you have good dogs around here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Plenty of them. Dirt gobblers, right.
What do you call nuts that ripen in the ground?
I call them peanuts.
I suppose the boy is similar in appearance to his father. You could say that the boy is what his father?
The boy looks like his father.
Okay, and if he acts like his father instead of looking like him, you could say that the boy is what his father?
Well, I say he acts like his father, I don't.
Okay. And what's the name for a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And suppose a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
A city person? A city slicker.
Okay, and how about if we turn the table, if a country person goes to the city, what might the city people call him?
Country traveler.
Okay, and how do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Negro.
And how do you refer to people whose skin is black?
White people.
And what are some words that white people can use, or some white people anyway, use if they're angry at Negroes?
Negro.
And do you know of any words that a Negro person might use if he were mad at a white person?
Negro.
Really? Yeah.
Huh.
We could call them a cracker. Would that be an insult or is that...
I don't know. I never heard them. But they really... I think a nigger is a mean person. And they use that in that respect.
No matter what skin color.
Oh, he's nigger.
And that's interesting.
I learned that from a maid at CNN. Hmm. Maddie Solo, and you might enjoy talking with Maddie.
Huh.
She lives on the highway. Get around here and down.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son was killed or broke it. You could say that the man got awfully pleasant about it.
He got mad.
Okay. And after he'd been working hard all day, he'd come in and sit down and say, boy, I'm really...
Suck it up.
Okay. And the principal at school could send a child home because the child was naughty, but the school nurse would send him home because the child...
The school nurse would send him home because he was sick.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. And do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration that happens right after a wedding, if people want to tease the bride and the groom? To get pots and pans and bells and go to their new house and
serenade.
Have you ever seen one of those happen?
No.
They really sound wild. Mm-hmm. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, well, you better be good or the what will get you?
Goblin.
Okay. And how do you greet your friends on December 25th? What's the first thing you say?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. And if you had a very heavy suitcase that you wanted to carry from here down to the corner, when you got there, you could say, well, boy, I'm glad I don't have to sweat this any further.
Well, I don't know who I'm talking to. Sometimes I say tote it, and sometimes I say carry it.
Would you be more inclined to say tote to a close friend?
Yeah, tote is a good word.
And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that can pull its legs up inside its shell?
Well, we have gophers, and we have several. Bulldogs do that.
So is the gopher live on land and the turtle? The
gopher lives on land.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have cooters?
Well, cooter is a parasite.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is he a land or a water? Yeah.
He's a land. He can do both, but they mostly... in the water. But they crawl all around out in the woods.
Hmm.